This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
This year's drought is hurting more than farmers. The Mississippi River is at its lowest level in decades. It's so bad that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is fighting to keep barge traffic moving. Marketplace's Eve Troe reports.
150-mile or so stretch of the Mississippi is so low right now, jagged bedrock is close to the surface. That could scrape or even puncture the huge barges that silently float the river. Each one normally carries 70 semi-trucks worth of very heavy stuff.
Petroleum products, chemicals, salt for the roads this time of year, fertilizer for the spring.
Lynn Munch with American Waterways Operators, a shipping trade group, says the fleets of barges have lightened their loads, so they don't sink so deep in the water. They have to line up all day, waiting, while the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers breaks up the rock. The barges can only pass in the night. What's that old saying? Time is money?
The price to move everything has almost doubled.
She says the Army Corps should have seen this coming and busted up the rock sooner. Mike Peterson, a Corps spokesman in St. Louis, says while the slowdown is annoying, it's good for the long term.
This is something that'll give us a permanent improvement in that stretch.
He expects to finish the work in a few weeks. The drought, he says, could go on for years. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.